I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. President Obama today unveiled his plan to fix the American financial system. Mr. Obama tried to assure both Wall Street and Main Street that his regulatory reform ideas would work for both groups. Flanked by consumer advocates, Wall Street wizards, and members of Congress, the president spoke about the need for reform while also speaking repeatedly about the wonders of the free market.
The absence of a working regulatory regime over many parts of the financial system and over the system as a whole led us to near catastrophe. We shouldn't forget that. We don't want to stifle innovation, but I'm convinced that by setting out clear rules of the road and ensuring transparency and fair dealing, we will actually promote a more vibrant market.
Greg Ipp is the U.S. economics editor for The Economist magazine. He's speaking to us from Washington. Greg, let's take Citibank or Bank of America, two huge American banks that do business all over the world. If I'm a small business operator somewhere out there in the world, how will this new series of tighter regulations on Citibank and Bank of America, to take two, now affect my ability to get lines of credit?
In the initial stage, it won't really affect your ability to get a loan. But in the longer run, the idea of these proposals is that banks like Citibank and Bank of America, if they're going to be so large and so vital to the system, will have to run themselves in a much safer and sounder way. They'll have to have more capital, for example. And when they go to make loans to either small businesses or consumers, they'll have to adhere to a whole panoply of new regulations and guides as to what's appropriate to lend to and under what conditions.
So submitting these financial institutions to safer and sounder ways of operating, he also singled out hedge funds for being problematic in recent years. They're now going to be regulated. What's to stop them from relocating to Bermuda or the Cayman Islands?
Well, that's a very good point, and that's why one of the crucial aspects of this reform is that similar elements be adopted in other countries. And indeed, the impetus for these steps was laid at the G20 summit in London in April. And the good news is that most other countries do recognize that there's a need to do something similar. You've seen Britain, for example, and the European Union make significant progress in terms of their own regulatory overhauls, because the United States was not the only country to suffer a financial crisis. Places like Great Britain have suffered, if anything, a worse financial crisis than the United States. And so their policymakers are asking themselves the same questions and taking the same steps, not following the leadership of the United States, but essentially responding to very similar circumstances. And so what you have seen here is a move around the world away from 25 years of deregulation and an emphasis on innovation over regulation, in the other direction, where we're going to say we're going to ask for a slightly less exciting, duller, safer, slower-growing financial system in the future, which may not develop so many innovative products for consumers and businesses, but will be less prone to crises. That's a kind of a philosophical change that every country, not just the United States, is going through.
Well, 4 months ago, we saw a big rift between Europe and the United States where President Obama favored spending a lot of money, pumping more money into the economy, stimulus spending, and the Europeans wanted regulatory overhaul. Do you think the Europeans are going to be pleased with what President Obama announced today, or will the rift disappear, as it were?
The rift won't disappear, but I think the Europeans will take some comfort and, in fact, feel some vindication that after several years in which the United States and, to a lesser extent, Great Britain were the foot draggers, tending to praise the innovation and the competition that deregulation brought, are now sort of seeing the world through European eyes. Yes, this deregulation did to a certain extent go too far, and that innovation is all well and good, but not when it produces so much leverage and so much risk-taking that it can bring down the entire economy. When all is said and done, we will not have fully adopted the European model, but it will look more European than when we started.
Something else the president spoke about today was his desire to expand the authority of the Federal Reserve. Tell us how and then whether that matters for the global economy.
What you've heard in the last year or two is a lot of anger in countries like Germany and China that they're suffering the consequences of a financial crisis that began with shoddy underwriting of subprime mortgages in the United States. And so to a certain extent, they're going to take satisfaction that the United States is owning up to its sins and saying, yes, we did allow underwriting standards to get too weak and a lot of junky mortgages to get written, and we're going to make sure that never happens again. And so I think other countries are going to be pleased with the steps the administration is taking in this regard.
Greg Ipp covers U.S. economics for The Economist magazine. Thanks very much for speaking with us, Greg.
Good to talk to you.